are finally recording the first podcast after much after much trying. But we're recording it, and the reason we're doing a podcast is because I said, hey, we should do a podcast tonight, and you said,
yeah, let's do it now.
So
4 hours later.
That was 4 hours ago. And here we are now doing it finally.
Well, to be fair, it wasn't 4 hours. It was more like an hour and a half ago.
An hour and a half ago. And a lot's happened in the last hour and a half. Hmm. We had a special guest arrive.
Yeah.
Ula Wozniak. Ursula Wozniak. Say hello. Okay, that's awkward. She's shy. So we decided over this podcast we're going to do... What did we decide?
Q&A.
A bit of story time or something.
Yeah, story time.
All right, well, let's start with a few people sent some things through on Instagram. Let's just start with them.
Okay.
We'll go through them all and then... Oh, we've had a new one. Let's start with the newest one that's just come in. There's a question from...
Isaac.
Let's do shout-outs. Yeah, it's a question from at Isaac Noah Peterson. Isaacnoah Peterson.
Wow.
On Instagram.
That's great.
Isaac
spelling.
Noah Peterson. How to be so good looking? Well, Isaac, it's a great question.
But it depends who that's aimed at.
It was definitely aimed at you.
No, definitely not.
Well, let's both answer it. How do you get to be so good looking?
Well, I
skincare
don't.
Skincare routine? Lots of sleep? Eat healthy?
Are you kidding?
Or just a good fake tan?
None of the above.
Okay. Just natural beauty.
Just all natural.
I actually work really hard at it. And it also comes very effortlessly. So appreciate you noticing that, Isaac. All right, next question. You ready for the next one? This one is from Jessica _ Faith _ Monteiro.
No, okay, those are just not questions.
Well, this one says, how did you get such a hot wife?
Yeah, but that's not a question.
Question mark. Well, money. That's how.
Or no money in your
case. No money in my case. Lack of money. All right. Okay, moving on to some actual ones. Someone sent us a bunch through here. I'll start with the shout outs from now on. Question, who's your inspiration? To you. It's me, isn't it? Was it me?
I don't know if I have an inspiration. It's not you, Ola. She's pointing at herself. It's not you, hate broken. I don't have inspiration.
You do inspire us, Ola.
What does that even mean? Extent.
I don't know, actually.
I don't know. I don't have anybody. Well, not on top of my head, anyway. I think I've...
Who keeps you moving?
Who keeps me moving?
Yeah, who motivates you?
Lomi?
Lomi?
No.
All right.
Definitely keeps you moving.
Next one. What makes a good parent?
You can answer that.
I've got no idea. We're only a year into it.
Next.
Who does the housework? Most housework?
Me.
Yeah.
Let's do it again. Me.
Who does the most housework?
Me.
Me.
No, it's not you.
It's not you.
You think it's you, but...
It's me.
Right.
I swept the other day. I haven't seen you sweep in ages.
Yeah, because you're never at home, that's why.
Oh. Shade.
You know.
Okay, who gets up in the night with the baby?
Me.
Right.
You, because you think she doesn't even wake up at night. You're like, that was a great night's sleep. She didn't even wake up. Yeah, she woke up like 10 times. Thank you very much.
Okay. So you, basically.
Me.
Superwoman. All right. Best film of 2018 so far? Of 2018? Have we watched...
I don't think I've been to the pictures since 2000.
What was the last movie we watched at the cinema?
That musical thingy.
La La Land.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's an old movie now, I think. All right, sorry to disappoint. Favorite non-popular story in the Bible.
No, let's not do Christian things.
Do you know any stories in the Bible?
No. Moving on.
Where is better to spend a weekend, Switzerland or Manchester?
Whereabouts in Switzerland?
I don't know. If that's
like
specific.
A country or a city, or obviously a country.
Okay. Well, I'll narrow it down.
Yeah.
Where is better to spend a weekend, Zurich or Manchester?
I want to say it's Zurich.
I think it depends.
Yeah, it depends.
They're both,
I like Manchester.
Vastly
well.
Different cities. Manchester's a bit gritty, grimy, and
good coffee though.
Good coffee too. Switzerland is a little bit more. It's got a lot of different things. Zurich's got a lot of different things, but it's a lot cleaner.
Yeah.
It depends.
It depends. This depends how much money we have.
Yeah. So basically, Manchester. I think I would narrow it down to it depends what time of year it is.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah, all right. This is a good one. Do you read together? What's the best book you've read? Do you read?
No.
I read, you don't read. Although we did read one book once, not at the same time, but we both read it.
No, at the same time.
What was that?
Something Joseph Prince.
I told you, you said don't be Christian.
Yeah, but that's what we read.
Like, oh, Christian book. Recommending Christian books. We did read Joseph Prince's book, Destined to Reign Together, once, many years ago.
8 years ago.
You've not read a book since, have you?
No. well, no, actually I have, looking at all these books.
So we put out this Instagram asking people to give us questions, and this is another one that just says, love it. So thanks for your question. This one says, sucker. jealousy. I guess that means talk about jealousy.
PLS as well.
PLS. PLS. Jealousy.
PLS.
People like...
Like something?
Sugar. People like stuff.
Sweets.
Jealousy. Anyway, jealousy. Do you get jealous?
Sometimes.
Are you jealous of me?
No. Jealous of you?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
Do you wish you was me?
No. No. I'm quite glad I'm not.
Okay.
Do you get jealous of me?
I don't think I do jealousy.
No.
Do I? I don't think so. Anyway.
I don't think so either.
A lot of traction to that conversation. what else have we got? Okay, this one's... How about these? What's life with a kiddo like?
Your turn.
It's mint. I love it. What's it like living in a city? Mint.
I love it. Twenties.
Your 20s versus your 30s.
Mint.
Mint. Both mint.
I love it.
You are not even in your 30s.
I am. 30. I'm 30, so I'm in my 30s.
You just arrived. You just got through the door.
Yeah.
So you got no experience of the room yet. You just stepped over. You just opened the door and walked in. So you don't really know.
Be quiet for that one.
30s are much better. I'm loving my 30s. All right. Well, that was just a few of the many... things that came through on Instagram. Can't get to them all, sorry guys. Okay, a few questions from the list. Let me just ask you this. What strange habit do you have?
The strangest habit I have is... Yes, definitely. I'm a little bit obsessed with cotton buds.
Oh my god, that's freaking ridiculous. Cotton buds, like...
You have to have clean
ears. What do you call them? Cotton buds that you put in your ears, you clean your ears out.
Yeah, sticks, whatever.
I don't know anyone that has the weirdest, a weird obsession like you.
They're everywhere. I'd probably go for a pack a week.
I guarantee you, this is a definite, I guarantee you this. If you pick up a pair of your jeans in one of the pockets, side pockets or back pocket, definitely going to be a cotton bud stick.
I think I cleaned out this morning, but I'll just double check.
They're everywhere.
There's definitely about 20 under the bed.
It's pretty disgusting, actually.
Yeah, but they're never dirty. Because I clean them 10 times a day. When have you ever seen me with a yellow cotton bud? Versus yours, when you use once a month. Yours is disgusting.
Well, that's your weird habit we're talking about, not mine. I don't know if it's a weird habit that you clean your ears. That's like, everyone cleans their ears, right? Mm. What's weird is that you freaking leave the things everywhere.
But you never know when you're like in.
It's like when people talk about the husbands leaving the dirty socks around or whatever. That's you, but with cotton bud ear stick things everywhere.
Yeah, but they're not dirty. They're just, I reuse them sometimes.
Yeah, right. If you could travel back in time, what year would you visit?
Okay, your turn.
Okay. 1985, but at this age. So I don't get younger.
Okay.
But I visit in 1985.
And what's your birth?
No. That'd be so weird.
Why else would you want to go back exactly that year?
I want to see the feels and the vibe of 1985. That's a classic. 1985 is like, that's the year. It's just a great year.
That is a year, yeah.
I think it. What's that, Ulla, you said?
Long, long time ago, I can still remember. You know that song?
No.
Oh, okay, you need to go back to the 90s then.
That's what I said, 1985, and no, then I lived 80s. Through from 1985. If I went back to 1985 at this age, listen to this now, this is crazy,
mm-hmm.
and I got stuck there, and then I aged, I would do 2018 again, but at the age 66. Because I'd go back and I'd just keep growing up and I'd be like, I've done all this, I've seen this, I've seen iPhones arrive, I've seen all this stuff, and then I'd be at this time of, in history.
Would you be, would you go back and then be like, oh, I'm gonna, I don't know. Because you already know Steve Jobs. Well, you don't know him, but...
I don't know.
But you already know what he's going to do, so would you then steal his idea? Would I
like, no, but I would like preempt stuff. Like, I think I would become like a voice. Like, yeah, the iPhone's going to work. It's going to pick up. Watch this.
Yeah, but that's not going to get you any money.
It will after a couple of things start coming through. People go, ah, that guy knows the trends. He knows what's coming next.
I'd invest into them,
everything. 100%. All right, next one. This might be the last one. If you could spend an hour doing anything, what would it be?
Anything. Well, I know what yours is. Anything. Oh, I don't know.
Eating squishies?
No. If I could just... be in Barcelona at El Magnifico, and watch the cockroach.
Right, let's just say there's probably a few favourite places in the world, but sat outside El Magnifico in Barcelona in the middle of July.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. That even if it's just for an hour.
Drinking an iced latte?
Yes.
That is the one. Actually, I'm with you. They're all on the beach.
Are you with me now? Yeah.
If you could go anywhere for dinner tomorrow, where would you go?
Dinner? I would just go to Lane's, probably.
For dinner? Oh, you know what I'm gutted about? We missed Taco Tuesday.
Night,
oh, tacos. Cool. Any stories you want to end with?
No.
Okay. Well, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this. Been 13 minutes of natter between us. I actually enjoy it. I think I might do another one. We could make this a weekly thing. That's such a classic thing for me to do.
That is so that's classic. So and then classic, you'll never Tom. Hear us ever again.
No.
This will be the goodbye, people. I hope you enjoyed it. For joining. And if you haven't, don't worry. We won't do another one. It's fine.
All right. Thanks for joining. Love
goodbye.
You. Bye-bye.
Toodles.